Godly Discourse. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. And it is not possible for a human being that Allah should speak unto him otherwise than by revelation or from behind a veil. Al-Quran. This shows the impossibility of Allah taking the image of man. Then what scares you from the scorching fire that scorches your skin other than the wisdom of others and changeables? Then when you are hurled into the sea of godly love, you witness it and you taste it, and then you wish you were dead and forgotten, so that you may be unveiled unto me as I witness you now. My love, it is not possible for man that Allah should speak unto him face to face, but that is for God to decree. Allah says, then when his Lord unveiled his glory unto that mount, it turned it to dust. 7:143. And therefore it is impossible for Allah to show himself to a human being in the latter form. O you true disciple, teach yourself what your master explains to you, and don't be one of those whose hearts we have sealed, so that he comprehends nothing and has followed his own desire. O disciple, verily he speaks not unto you as you are in your image, but as God. Then let not your human quality and the illusion related to the impossibility make you believe that you will not show himself in your image. So seek God believingly, and you will find him. And then you realize that the speaker is none but God. Rid yourself of shortcomings and defects and of imagining them by a true attraction to God. Then you will find what I am telling you and wishing for you. Now what scares you of the scorching fire that scorches your skin other than restriction of changeables, i.e. the devil, the desire and worldly goods? Then open up to embrace the fire which is the fire of godly love. And when you are scorched, every other thing vanishes, and the truth is come, and falsehood hath vanished, and thy Lord hath come to you together with other angels. Moreover, when scorched, you will be a reflection of God, whom you have witnessed forever and tasted graciously. Then you say, I wish I had died a long time before, so that no one else but God would exist. This is my essence and substance. I wish I had died before so that you would have been unveiled to me and my reality. Allah manifested himself to me to bring forth my essence in the stages of my knowledge. Face to face he showed himself from above every platform, speaking unto me in the wisdom of truth. None but God is capable of revealing his revelation, showing his messenger, reviving thereby every dead person. When alone confined to my body, I know none, but one thing about a truth that was my own truth. Its affairs, when taken one by one, are known through guidance. When recognized and realized, they are confirmed and become visible. They reveal their secrets, gentleness, and glory to the best of what these mean. The pillars of wishful thinking joined hands with me, and I drove together with them to meet my God every night. When I became combined with the one in public, with the signs of prophethood showed up. That was after my realization of the nature of the Holy One who introduced me to himself. Therefore I embrace the One with love and amour and desire, a trinity that is holy and was the origin whence I sprung, and from which every walker on this path will drink to the brim. At this stage he will have achieved a seat in the presence of the Holy One. I hope you have been enjoying this world of spirit which derives from the spirit of our Prophet Muhammad. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him who is not prejudiced and knows nothing about discrimination, but was sent to all human beings. May God guide us to the right path. Allah.